Title: Short Tape Echo on Piano Chops Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass piano chops with a short tape style echo that actually grooves at 170 to 175, instead of turning your mix into a blurry mess. The whole point here is movement and attitude, a little stereo interest, a little grit, a little answering the rhythm but still keeping the snare crack and the bass weight totally untouched. We're going to build this in a way that's reusable, controllable, and arrangement friendly, using only stock Ableton devices. First, a quick mindset shift. Put the delay in musical focus, not just effects. Before you touch any settings, decide what the repeats are supposed to do. Are they there to ghost the rhythm with one or two taps? Are they answering the phrase at the end of every eight bars? Or are they just creating perceived sustain without sounding like delay? If you know the role, the settings become obvious. Step 1. Prep your piano chop so it sits in the pocket. Get the chop properly warped. For piano, Complex Pro is usually the cleanest starting point. Then zoom in and make sure the transient lines up in a way that respects the drum groove. In jungle-wise shuffles, that feel can beat everything. If your chop is even slightly late, your echo will feel late too, and you'll end up compensating with the wrong tools. Now group the piano track, Command or Control G. Name it something like Piano Chop Bus. This is just good hygiene for automation and overall control. Next decision: insert delay or send delay. In advanced DNB workflows, you'll often use both, but we're building the return version first because it's the king for tight, short throws. Inserts are for subtle constant glue. Returns are for performance, arrangement, and clean mixing. So create a return track, call it Tape Echo Short. On that return, we're going to build a device chain in a very specific order. First a Q8, then Echo, then Saturator, then Auto Filter optional, then Compressor for sidechain ducking, and finally Utility. Let's dial it in. Start with EQ8. This is pre-filtering, and it's not optional if you want professional results. What you're doing is carving a pocket so the delay lives mostly in the mids, not in your sub-region and not hissing on top of your hats. Set a high-pass filter, steep. Start around 180 to 300 HC with a 24 dB per octave slope. If your bass is huge or your mix is dense, don't be scared to push that higher, even up toward 400. Remember, low end in the delay is the fastest way to lose punch. Then set a low-pass filter around 7 to 10 kHz. Gentler slope like 12 dB per octave. If you're going for darker jungle vibes, pull it down to 5 to 7k. If the repeats poke in the snare presence area, you can add a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5k. Keep it subtle. We're shaping, not destroying. Now echo. This is where we lock it to the DNB pocket. Turn sync on. Because we want rhythm, not guesswork. For time, start with 1/16 if you want that tight machine gun bounce that works great in Euro and clean rollers. Or go to 1/8 triplet if you want that classic rolling triplet undercurrent that feels instantly jungle leaning. Set feedback low, 10 to 25%. You're aiming for 1 to 3 audible repeats, max. If it's trailing off like a tail, you're already halfway to reverb soup. Because this is a return track, set dry/wet to 100% wet. That's important. The dry sound stays on the piano channel. The return is only the effect. Now for the tape character. Add a tiny amount of wobble, like 0.10 to 0.30. Subtle. If you notice it is chorus, it's too much. Noise can be basically off, or just a couple percent if you want a little grit in the air. Modulation should be tiny just enough to stop it from sounding like a sterile digital repeat. Stereo width. Don't go crazy. Wide echoes can sound sick solo, and then completely mess your mono compatibility and soften the center punch in a club. Keep width moderate, and we'll control it later with utility. Before we move on, here's a coach note that will save you time. If the echo feels late or draggy, it's rarely that you pick the wrong rhythmic division. Most of the time, it's either your ducking release is too long, or you left too much low mid in the repeats. So later, if something feels like it's behind the beat, don't immediately change 1/16 to 1/32. First, shorten the compressor release. Second, raise your high pass a touch or brighten the top slightly. Next device, saturator. This is where the repeats get that tape-ish density. Pick a mode like analog clip or soft sign, use taste. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip most of the time. Then level match the output so your return isn't just louder. This is a big one. If the return is louder than the dry piano, you'll think it sounds better, but you're just turning up an effect layer that's about to mask your drums. Also, gain staging on returns matters more than people think. Try to keep your return signal peaking somewhere around -18 to -12 dBFS, before you start really pushing drive. If you slam into saturator and compressor, the repeats flatten out and feel like a separate loop pasted on top of the track, instead of living inside it. Optional, auto filter for movement. If you want that living tape loop vibe, use a low-pass 12 dB filter and put it somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the envelope low. Then add an LFO that's super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 hz, with a tiny amount. You want a gentle breathe, not an EDM wobble. Now the secret weapon for keeping everything clean, sidechain ducking. Put a compressor after your tone shaping. Turn on sidechain. For audio from, you can use your drum bus, but an even smarter move is to create a dedicated trigger, like a rimshot or click that hits on 2 and 4, or even a 16th note trigger if you want that rolling, pumping delay feel. The reason is consistency. Full drums can make the detector react unpredictably, especially if the kick pattern changes. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until the echoes tuck under the kick and snare hits. You should feel the groove get clearer, not smaller. If your snare is the anchor of the mix, try sidechaining from a snare-only trigger so the delay ducks hardest on 2 and 4. That keeps the backbeat dominant. Now utility at the end, for final control and mono management. Set width somewhere between 80 and 120%. Start at 100. And here's a workflow trick. Map a key or MIDI button to toggle width down to 0 on the return, so you can do a quick mono check while the drums are playing. If the piano suddenly hollows out or the groove collapses, your stereo delay is causing phase weirdness. Narrow it, darken the sides, or reduce width during dense sections. Okay, the rack is built. Now let's make it musical. The throw technique. Go back to your piano track. You send it to feed at return. Keep it low most of the time, either all the way down, or hovering around minus 18 dB on occasional hits. Then automate quick bumps at the ends of phrases. Classic move, last chop before a turnaround snare, spike the send to around minus 10 to minus 6 dB for that one hit. Then immediately pull it back. That's how you get those call and response moments without cluttering the whole bar. Arrangement tips. Every 8 bars, throw the last chop into the echo to signal the turnaround. In a clean 16-bar drop, keep throws minimal so it stays punchy. Then go heavier in the pre-drop or between drop sections. And for jungle flavor, try throwing on offbeats that answer the hat chatter, like the delay is having a conversation with the break. If you want constant glue, add an insert micro echo on the piano itself. On the piano track, add echo with a super low wet amount. Time 1/32 or 1/16, feedback basically 0 to 10%, and dry slash wet like 3 to 10%. High pass the repeats around 250 to 500 hz. This creates a forward shimmer and tape air without sounding like a clear delay. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid them fast. Too much feedback is number 1. It turns your piano into fog and blurs the snare pocket. Second, no filtering. That makes the repeats fight hats on top and bass on the bottom. Third, return too loud. Always level match. Fourth, overly wide repeats. You get phase problems and lose center punch. And fifth, no ducking. Your groove loses its step and impact. Now a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic version is working. 1. A dual time split echo rack. On the return, build an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain A is 1/16. Chain B is 1/8 triplet. Make chain B darker and lower in volume so it's felt, not heard. Then macro map a crossfade called straight to triplet. That way you can morph between tight neuro control and jungle bounce without rewriting automation. 2. Transient protected repeats. Put drum bus on the return. Set transient slightly negative so the delay taps don't click against hats. And add a touch of drive for density. This is subtle, but it's one of those why does this sound glued tricks. 3. A freeze moment, but micro. Automate echoes freeze for just a few 16 THS on a single hit, then immediately high pass hard so it doesn't bloom into low mid mush. It's drama without the reverb tail. And if you want to turn the delay into an actual texture layer, resample it. Solo the return, resample 8 to 16 bars onto a new audio track, then warp it beats mode for rhythmic choppiness or texture mode for smear. High pass aggressively and tuck it under the dry chops. This gives you a consistent tape air bed even if you later reduce feedback and automation. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build a 16-bar loop. Set echo to 1/16, feedback 18%. Then automate send like this. Bars 1 through 7, minimal send, around minus 18 dB on occasional hits. Bar 8, one strong throw at minus 8 dB on the final chop. Repeat the idea for bar 16, but automate echo time to 1/8 triplet just for that bar, then back again. After that, resample the return and ask two questions. Does the snare still crack, and do the echoes feel like groove, not wash? Quick recap so it sticks. Build the short tape echo as a return so you can throw it with precision. Keep it tempo locked and short 1/16 or 1/8 triplet. Keep feedback low. Filter aggressively, saturate for believable tape density, and sidechain duck, so the drums stay dominant. Then use sent automation like an instrument. Little throws that guide the listener through the phrase. If you tell me your exact tempo, whether the chop is jazzy or ravey, and whether your drums are clean or crunchy, I can suggest a tight set of tuned values that lands perfectly in your pocket.